Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE. And today we have, we're interviewing three people, Etienne, Jen, and Melanie. And this is for a Townshippers project. It's called Right Here, Right Now, WRITE. And it's with the participation with the Government of Canada. Now, tell us about the project. So Jen will begin. Jen Draper?
Yes, that's right. Okay, it's a two-year project. Mm-hmm. Last year, we worked on a Townshippers project called Our Stories, and this involved creative writing workshops and also the production of an ebook. And it was really successful. People liked it and benefited and really had a good time. So Rachel Hunting and I talked about perhaps doing a second project. This will be, it'll be two phases. In the first year, we'll be doing creative writing workshops at least in four locations in the townships: Lennoxville, North Hatley, Knowlton, and Barrie. And these will be a range of topics. This summer, we hope to do some kind of fun stuff. And in the fall, we will do workshops that perhaps build on each other a little bit more. According to the participants' interests, do a little bit more on techniques of writing. Then in the second year, we hope to train some co-facilitators, so volunteers who would like to keep the creative writing projects going. We will definitely be finding free locations so that people don't have to think, oh, we can't possibly do it because it's going to cost us to rent a room. Mm-hmm. So we are hoping that this will really encourage writing in the townships, because we know that there are many people who do write and many others who would really like to write.
Okay, good. Well, writing is very important, and I think as the population ages too, they want to chronicle different things in their lives too. Okay, next up is Etienne, and I'm going to ask you to pronounce your last name.
It's Etienne Domingue.
Okay, and how do you fit into the project, Etienne?
Well, I've been interested in creative writing for a very long time. And I've run a couple writer's circles. I don't call them workshops because they're more of an excuse for writers to get together. So I've been running these circles out of Literacy in Action for some time. And that's how I met Jen. Mm-hmm. And she approached me for this project. And I was just thrilled because I'm very much looking forward to gaining more experience doing this sort of activity and learning from their extensive expertise. And there are such tremendous stories out there. We have such exceptional people in the townships. I'm very much looking forward to encouraging townshippers to develop their voice and get their stories out there.
It's a wonderful project. And so far, have you had a lot of interest, or have you advertised it much? Or?
We had a launch at our first workshop a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And we invited everybody. Unfortunately, everybody didn't come, but mm-hmm. we had a decent audience who stayed to participate in the workshop. I think it's going to take us a little bit, a couple of months to inform people. Mm-hmm. We're doing our best. We've had an article in the Record, an article in the Journal. Mm-hmm. We're talking to you guys. We have something in the Image, which is published in Barrie. And Melanie and I went to the radio station in Knowlton, whose name I cannot remember.
CIDI.
And they did an interview. So mm-hmm. hopefully by the autumn, when people, I think, begin to be more interested in organized activities of this nature, mm-hmm. I think by then we should have a decent group of people who want to come and write and share their ideas.
It's wonderful. So your goal is actually to have an ongoing writing workshops and different parts of the townships, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And we can, because the three of us have different areas of interest and expertise, mm-hmm. we ought to be able to meet the needs and interests of our participants. So we should be fairly, if somebody says, oh, I'd love to do a workshop on science fiction, well, Etienne is very interested in sci-fi and has done some workshops. Mm-hmm. So easy.
Excellent. Okay, now we're going to hear from Melanie. And Melanie usually comes in for her movie reviews, but today she's here as part of the project. So we welcome Melanie.
I've already done my movie reviews.
Yes, you have.
Finished. Yes. In addition to those four communities that Jan mentioned a moment ago, we will be doing some, I'm not sure how to call it, off things that are not in those places. For example, we're hoping to have something with Bishop's University Senior Academy, do a workshop with the group of people who typically show up for those Senior Academy events. We're also going to be doing something with at least a couple of elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to get something organized with Stansted College, possibly Phelps Helps down in Stansted as well. So we have a lot of vectors that we're working on besides those four communities.
Good, good. So if somebody is interested, they want some more information, what should they do?
They could call 819-842-1940, which is my phone number, and this is Jan again. Or they could email me at jandraper@yahoo.com. And okay. That's no spaces, no caps.
Good.
And I'm happy to talk to anyone and tell them every single detail about the project.
That's good. So there's no age limit, I guess? 18 and over?
Writing's for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
If parents want to bring their kids, that would be fine too. I mean, perhaps not for the evening workshops mm-hmm. when school has started, but for afternoon workshops. I spend a lot of, when I taught at Champlain, I would take my college kids into elementary schools, and the students loved writing. It was really fun. So kids are welcome, and definitely no age limit. And if somebody comes and they have difficulty writing, they feel they write very slowly, you know, we can help out. So nobody should feel that there's any barrier to their coming to the workshops. And if they need a lift, they can always call and we can help out there too.
Oh, that sounds really welcoming.
we hope to make links with the Record, the Township Sun, and the Journal, and ask them to publish some of our participants' work. Also, we're going to talk to some local radio stations mm-hmm. and see if they might be interested in some live readings.
That would be wonderful. I know we certainly would be very receptive to that.
Good news. When I was talking to Barbara Heath about mm-hmm. the Sun, she was mentioning that students from the college, Stansted College, go to one of the senior residences in Stansted, and sometimes they don't have anything to talk about.
Okay.
So I said, well, maybe we could offer a workshop on how to record people's memoirs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something new. I mean, lots of schools have done that with older folks. And I think it would give people, the students, training to really make the exchange very, very worthwhile. And the Sun would be interested in publishing some of those memoirs.
That sounds wonderful.
So hopefully that can be another little branch of the project.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, and it also helps to get the word out too. And Etienne has some other important points he wants to bring up.
Well, one of the things that sets apart this project from other writing projects that may be taking place in the Eastern Townships is that all of our workshops are free. And not only are they free, but they're intended to foster diverse voices. So everyone is welcome, all age groups. We're trying to create a space where there won't be any judgment, perhaps a certain degree of helpful criticism, but certainly no judgment. We're about empowering people to write, not about putting down anyone's efforts.
Okay, that's an important point. Good. And Jan has another point she'd like to bring up.
We will have an online presence, which will be based in the Townshipper's website.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that will be 2 do-it-yourself handbooks. One for people, found for writers, and Etienne and Melanie and I will have input, but we will also have comments and examples that our participants provide. So that if you think, oh, gee, I'd really like to know more about writing, using symbols, for instance, you could go here and check out what we have to say. So we will be giving people an opportunity to practice some of the techniques. So that doesn't mean they have to use them, mm-hmm. but that they have perhaps more arrows in their bow. I think that's the right expression. Quiver. That's mm-hmm. right. Thank you, Mel. And we also hope we'd like to do some publicity in Meals on Wheels,
mm-hmm.
so that when the meal goes out, there's a little note saying, "By the way, there's a workshop this week."
Oh, that's nice.
And mm-hmm. again, if people need a bit of assistance, well, I'm sure that's manageable.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's a really good idea. Good to know.
While we were on our little break, we mentioned that there are already some pretty well-established writing groups in the area. We probably, all three of us, know a number of people who are part of those groups. And I think I should point out that we're not in competition with them.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking to get people to come to our workshops and stop going to the writing group. I think it's a somewhat different audience, because those in the writing groups have been doing this for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, in some cases, are published authors. We're, I think, reaching out to those people who are not published authors and who are really just wanting to find a way to express themselves. Memoirs, as you mentioned earlier, is a good idea. And there will be probably one or two or more workshops that I'll be doing, which in fact are not creative, to say that.
They'll be creative now.
Creative expository workshops. In other words, I would be comfortable not talking about poetry, for example, but I would be comfortable talking about how to express yourself clearly, succinctly, but still make sure that people are interested in reading what you have to say. So in other words, it's not what we typically think of as creative writing, but there could be creative ways of doing it.
That's really important. That's really interesting too.
I would like to interject that if published writers want to come to our workshops, they should still feel welcome.
Okay, so basically everybody's welcome to these workshops, but if somebody's just starting out, maybe they're intimidated, they're not sure which way to go, they'd probably feel more comfortable coming to one of these and starting out.
I would think so,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And a number of these writing groups, as I say, have been around for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
They have established their credibility and their clientele. So this would be for people who are wanting to get their feet wet, as well as those who say, "Oh well, I feel like I'm already an established writer, but I'd like to try this out as well."
Okay, good.
Any excuse to write is a good excuse to write.
Yeah, there you go. Well, sometimes I think I've known lots of published writers who have felt from time to time that they need some support. Maybe they've been feeling writer's block or something like that. And our workshops will certainly offer a very supportive environment. And that's always fun, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So comments will be geared to help people grow,
mm-hmm.
not in any way to make people feel negative or just feel that their confidence is being shaken.
Mm-hmm. Good. So it's an empowering set of workshops, not a critical one. Good.
Yeah.
You've already had one workshop, I believe. One has taken place.
In North Hatley.
Okay. And when are some of the others coming up?
And then I talked today to Kim Fessenden, who is the coordinator of the CLC in Barrie,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be coming up with a date. And the Lenoxville date will be out later this week.
Okay, now if somebody wants some more information, maybe to find out the dates, is there a website or a place you can go?
Soon. There will be very
okay.
soon. And
mm-hmm.
Maureen, maybe we can get back to you when that's set up and
certainly.
Let people know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. In the meantime, call or email me and that will
mm-hmm.
be just fine.
Certainly. And you know, we can announce these events too and our community announcements. And
that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you very much and look forward to the project and how it's going. And we invite you back again.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. For having us.
Thanks, Maureen.
Thanks.